From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
August 13th. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets.
Constraining output space for SLM narrow automation optimization.
Next.
Second, from KD Nuggets.
Building a streaming local or AI agent.
Streaming gets used in two different ways when people talk about AI agents.
Straighten out your understanding here.
Streaming gets used in two different ways when people talk about AI agents, and most tutorials only build one of them.
Sometimes it means the agent consumes a live stream of events instead of waiting for someone to type a message.
Sometimes it means the agent's own output streams out token by token instead of appearing all at once after a long pause.
Up next.
Third, from AI News. Okta targets AI agent token costs with MCP scoping.
Okta says identity scoped model context protocol MCP tool lists can reduce AI agent token costs.
Each model core made by an AI agent can include schemas, names, descriptions, and parameters for every tool exposed by an MCP server.
Okta calls the resulting prompt overhead the tool tax tokens consumed as a model considers tools, including those it will never call.
The company argues that this cost appears before an agent attempts a tool call. A later rejection of an unauthorized request therefore cannot recover prompt tokens already consumed.
And then, fourth, from MIT Technology Review AI.
How kids feel about AI, in their own words.
When we set out to talk to kids about artificial intelligence, we thought we knew what we'd hear.
We expected some to tell us they were using it to cheat a little. The way millennials and Gen Zers opened up Cliff's notes or program formulas into their TI-82s and others to share inspiring ways they were using it.
We were also listening for concerns that were less kid-specific, like deepfakes or job destruction. But what we actually heard when we asked kids aged 10 to 18 about AI had tons of nuance.
Next.
Fifth, from MIT Technology Review AI.
Flock is tightening its rules in response to a growing surveillance backlash.
The police tech giant Flock is announcing today that it will change officers' access to its nationwide network of license plate readers in an apparent effort to quell a growing backlash and win back contracts lost amid concerns about mass surveillance and police abuse.
Several changes aim directly at a problem that has made recent headlines, officers abusing Flock's technology to stalk and harass current or former romantic partners. Flock's 120,000 cameras form a nationwide network that police departments can use, giving officers access to an enormous pool of searchable location data.
Up next.
Sixth, from the Decoder,
Anthropic brings Claude Cowork to its Chrome extension, adding skills and plugins to the browser.
Claude Cowork now runs directly in the side panel of Anthropic's Chrome extension.
The article, Anthropic brings Claude Cowork to its Chrome extension, adding skills and plugins to the browser, appeared first on the Decoder.
And then,
seventh, from the Decoder.
Top AI lab researchers warned about automated AI research, and several of their predicted milestones have already fallen.
IATS fellow Severin Field interviewed 25 researchers from OpenAI, Anthropic, Google DeepMind, Meta, and US universities about recursive self-improvement.
In a new blog post, he takes stock.
Several of the milestones those researchers named have already been hit.
The article, Top AI lab researchers warned about automated AI research, and several of their predicted milestones have already fallen, appeared first on the Decoder.
Next.
Eighth, from the Decoder. Fable 5's slow adoption suggests corporate willingness to pay for frontier AI has hit a ceiling. Anthropic's Fable 5 is considered the most powerful AI model in the market, but US companies are barely buying it. According to Ramp data, Fable 5 accounts for only 6% of Anthropic tokens sold.
The model's steep price tag suggests corporate AI spending may have hit a ceiling, at least as long as performance gains don't translate into measurable everyday value.
The article Fable 5 slow adoption suggests corporate willingness to pay for frontier AI has hit a ceiling appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next, ninth, from Towards Data Science.
LangChain vs LangGraph, four key differences and when to use each.
In this article, we'll go over four key differences between LangChain and LangGraph and how they impact the code we write to build agentic workflows.
Let's first mention that these are not competing tools.
LangGraph is part of the LangChain ecosystem.
It is kind of an extension built on top of LangChain.
One.
And then.
Tenth,
from Towards Data Science.
How to orchestrate a fleet of open Claude bots.
However, Claude Code and other similar coding agents don't work as well in proactive work.
So basically, when you need to do something unprompted.
This is where OpenClaw comes in very clutch.
OpenClaw agents are essentially coding agents that run 24/7.
You can have them run in an application such as Slack or Telegram. And in essence, they work very similarly to a traditional coding agent.
The main difference is that you access them via apps such as Slack, and they have some infrastructure around them, such as setting up cron jobs and so on.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.